RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Doug Harsh, Jeff Rieger in for Gator, venting today, and understandably so. Worst case scenario, very disappointing season, and a very disappointing finish to the season. And unfortunately, a lot of work to be done as you look forward. This is not a team that just needs a piece here or there. It feels like it needs a lot of maintenance in this offseason. The roster needs a lot of maintenance. Brad Holmes is going to have his hands full. He's passed a lot of tests, but this is a different one. How do you deal with this disappointment? And, you know, he's got some tough roster decisions to make. I mean, and you, Jeff, I do always wonder in a situation like this, is an incredibly bold move in order, like a trade of a player that we didn't see coming or a free agent signing that we didn't expect. And he hasn't, his bold moves have been in the draft and he's made good picks, but you know, it might be time for him to shift his focus a little bit, because I don't think you want a rookie center next year. I think you want a veteran center. Team's closer to winning than rebuilding. So I would go and try and get an immediate fix at that spot. That has become maybe the number one priority of this offseason.
Well, I think he's capable of something like that, but is he willing to do something like that? Because he hasn't just yet. So I agree with you, though. You have to fix this offensive line. You cannot have all the core players that you have signed long-term and then go back to war next season with a similar offensive line. You need a legitimate, better line, and we'll see if he's capable of doing so. But when I made the comment at the end of the last segment, it feels further than ever away, and you quickly corrected me. Whoa, 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 bro. They went 0-16 in 08. You're right. But watching this team over the last really month, it went from, wow, I'm surprised they're playing this average to below average to, wow, they are in a world of hurt right now, and it is a big upheaval to fix this thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. Let's go to DJ. You're next. Hi, DJ.
Fellas, what up, Doug?
Deej, how
hey,
are
DJ?
You, bud?
Oh, I'm good.
Merry
man.
Christmas.
Doug, yeah, same to you, my dog. Doug, you know I'm on you, because I've been calling this show for 3 or 4 years talking about what, Doug? You say it for me. What's always my focus point?
The O-line.
Period. So the thing is, man, I'm literally putting this on Brad Holmes. So let's be clear. He's the best GM in my lifetime that I've seen. I think he's a very, very, very good GM. He gave us arguably the best draft a couple of years ago in the history of the franchise. When Brad Holmes first got the job, I was so happy when he picked Penei Sewell. Then he came back with Hutch. I said, yes, we got a guy who gets it. You start up front. But then he veered off from that and started getting a little too cute, in my opinion. the Gibbs. We can't argue with Jahmyr Gibbs, but we probably could with Jalen Carter and not drafting Jordan Davis and those sort of things. Here's the thing, Doug, right? I'm listening to these callers and I'm cringing. If I know that I have a quarterback that can't move, guess what I'm going to always make sure I do? I'm going to keep a line in front of him. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's my priority because I know that's what makes this engine go. Hearing some of these callers too, Doug, I've been sitting here cringing and being drove crazy because although I'm not a Jared Goff fan, I got to be fair, man. I seen Patrick Mahomes last year against the Eagles running for his life when his O-line wasn't as good as that D-line. I seen Tom Brady lose two Super Bowls. I seen teams that had great defensive lines and offensive lines win Super Bowls with average or below average quarterbacks. So we just got to be fair. Brad needs to retool this offensive line and add some D-line and stay there and stick there, and we'll be okay.
Well, I'm basically on board with everything you said. And look, as much as we could, like, I don't know that we have a Goff topic today that's widespread. If, you know, I know he's got some people out there that love him and people out there that don't like him. Truth is, he's going to be the quarterback. Like, that's not going to change.
No.
So the question is, do you just give up? If you don't like Jared Goff or you don't think he's ever going to be there, your choices are completely give up or think, okay, how can we make this work with Jared Goff as a quarterback? Because Jared Goff's going to be the quarterback.
There's no question.
He's just going to be where he is in his contract. He's going to be the core and their belief in him. But
I've been more critical of Goff than most people, I feel, over the last 3 weeks. But it doesn't change the fact that who are you going to go get? Unless you're going to make a blockbuster trade to trade for Joe Burrow, which is not happening. Jared Goff's your guy and you're going to restructure him, which means he's definitely going to be your guy and around for a long time. And he's proven that when the offensive line and the blocking is good enough, most days he can get the job done. Even yesterday on those third downs, those third and 16s, third and 9, third and 15, he was given time and he made some pretty nice throws to obviously extend that one scoring drive that they had. I did wonder why Brian Flores went passive on those third downs because it feels like he called off the dogs on those third. Maybe the O-line did a great job on those third downs, but it was nice to see that is your quarterback. You just got to protect him.
Let's go to James next on 97.1. Hello, James.
What's going on, fellas? How you feel?
Hey, James.
We're great.
How are you?
Thank you.
Good. Just touching on what you guys were on before I move on to what I was about to say. If you don't have a good offensive line, it doesn't matter who you trade to get as quarterback. You'll be running around in circles like Joey Harrington back in the day. But moving on to what I've called about, it might be time to make a move. And I think one of the things that propelled us forward was what we don't normally do. We held on to Barry Sanders too long. We held on to Megatron too long. We traded Matthew Stafford and made great strides. It allowed us to get guys like Sam LaPorta, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to look at dealing Monty. It tastes bad coming out of my mouth, but it might be. I mean, running backs aren't as valuable as quarterbacks, but we love a good David Montgomery. It might be time to look at, like you said, making that trade of somebody that we don't really want to get rid of, but you can't fall in love with pieces if you want to get somewhere.
So, to be clear here, the premise being using Barry and Calvin, David Montgomery is a nice piece. I don't know how much you would get for him, but you might you move on. It's not like moving on, trading Barry or Calvin. And I don't know if that was even your point, but I just want to make sure that we're clear here.
The cap hit.
What are you getting for David Montgomery?
Well, I don't think much. His cap hits $8.3 million next year. I think there's a real scenario where he's not on this team. Not to mention, he already seems flustered by the way they're using him. You saw the social media post from a couple days ago, which was very cryptic with his jersey on the shelf. So I wouldn't be shocked if Demo wasn't on this team next year.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I wouldn't be either. And I don't know how, like, he's obviously a big David Montgomery fan to put him in. I'm not sure what the point of bringing up Barry and Calvin were, other than he was trying to think that he must love David Montgomery. I just don't know that you're getting a whole lot for him.
You know,
you're as valuable as he can be and has been to this team, and there's no question. Loved his contributions.
God, yes.
And part of the problem is when you're calling plays, you might have plays for David Montgomery, but when you're not turning, you're moving the chains and getting a lot of plays, somebody's not going to get the football. And it's been a lot for David Montgomery, unfortunately, lately. I mean, you can move on from him. You'd need another number two running back to keep, Gibbs from carrying the load all the time. And you don't need him getting more wear and tear than necessary. But I just don't know you're going to get a whole lot.
Yeah, the funny thing is it's probably easier to find a backup running back than it is to find quality offensive linemen. So you say goodbye to David Montgomery. But, man, this running game, Doug, and I know it's offensive line, has a lot to do with it. But, my God, every game they've lost, they've got outrushed. And I keep going back to that Pittsburgh game. 15 yards rushing. They were so bad rushing the football that they didn't even trust themselves deep in the game on the 1 yard line to call for David Montgomery to rush the football into the end zone potentially. So it's wild how the run game went away as well. I know it has a lot to do with the line, but that's the bread and butter. I've always thought, like, the grit thing, this team dominates you, they out physical you, they bludgeon you. That's been missing for over a month.
Yeah, they haven't been winning battles in the trenches. And, if you get into, the defensive line too, winning at the point of attack, collapsing the pocket from the interior, Hutch off the edge is obviously going to be a problem for teams and probably will be moving forward. He's at a career high in sacks this season. But he could go next level too. He could go next level too, and it would be helpful. Maybe getting somebody a little bit more productive on the other side, which is a topic that has gotten some attention here in Detroit. Maybe that happens this
offseason. I haven't heard any of that.
But, there's clearly work to be done. And I'll be highly disappointed if there aren't major upgrades at certain positions in the offseason.
There's no way, right? Like, for instance, Scott Harris, I thought for sure he would add around Tarek Skubal because it seems like he's keeping him, right? And by the way it looks right now, he's not going to do that. That's rather shocking, but he can always rest on the fact that they were one of the best teams in baseball for like 4 months last year, right? This year, Brad Holmes, you can't do nothing. You have to make massive improvements. If not, then you're not the guy for this job. So I would be floored if Brad Holmes isn't active. Like Rico and I had this conversation the other day, and Rico's like, well, you got to make Brad Holmes change his philosophy. I think he was well aware that his philosophy probably wasn't working before yesterday.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't thrilled with the way the season was going. They have higher expectations than to be anywhere close to a 500 team. 248-539-9797. More of your reaction to the Lions loss coming up. Looks like Kyle Whittingham is going to be Michigan's next coach. We'll get to that today at 11:30 here.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.